All right, so as I said earlier, Aragon's trying to be a stable peer-to-peer cash based on proof of work with no ICO, no pre-mine. There's no Oracle dependency for it. It just uses the hash power as feedback to determine how much supply should be given out in each block based on demand. So the production cost of it is always fixed. So, the first Aragon ever mined cost about like $2,000 to mine. And like 2.5 years later, it still costs around that much to mine it. So basically no rational miner would sell their Aragon for less than they got it for. They would at least want to break even. So it sort of keeps the price stable through, profit-driven incentives. But if they capitulate and it goes below that, people who think that there will be future demand will buy up the token because it's below production cost. So they're essentially getting the coins that the miners mined at a discount, meaning that when it goes back to production cost value, they're basically getting easy profits. And same thing when demand goes up, the traders or the arbitragers will basically try to sell it when the demand peaks. And it's basically a game of chicken. And then once the price and demand peak out, the price starts going down, and then everyone sells it back to the equilibrium price. So it's just a proof of work version of Bitcoin that incorporates proportional block rewards instead of static block rewards. So it's supposed to be like stable money, but without a peg, no peg to the dollar or anything like that. So it doesn't work like a stable coin. It's just supposed to be Bitcoin, but with proportional rewards.